From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. An Iranian domestic airliner has crashed into the country's Zagros Mountains, killing all 65 people on board. The reports earlier said there were 66 people on board, but Iran's official news agency IRNA now says one passenger missed the flight. The flight left Tehran Sunday morning for the city of Yasuj in Isfahan province, a flight of about 560 kilometers. The Iranian Red Crescent said it has deployed teams to the area, but dense fog, high winds, and heavy snow have made it impossible for the helicopters to get close to the crash site. Decades of international sanctions have left Iran with an aging commercial airline fleet, and accidents have increased in recent years. Latvia's prime minister assured the country and Europe, quote, that there is no sign of danger following the arrest by anti-corruption police of the head of the Latvian Central Bank on Saturday. The prime minister said, for now, neither I nor any other official has any reason to interfere with the work of the Corruption Prevention Bureau. Neither the prime minister nor the police gave any reason why the central bank governor was arrested, but a police spokeswoman said there will be an announcement, quote, as soon as possible. The Latvian government plans an emergency meeting on Monday. Along with heading the Baltic nation's central bank, the governor is also one of 19 governors on the European Central Bank. This is VOA News. Russian news reports say a gunman has opened fire on people leaving a church service in the North Caucasus region of Dagestan, killing at least five people and wounding five others. The TASS news agency said the shooting happened Sunday outside a church in the town of Kizlyar. The assailant was killed by police. Two police officers were among those wounded. The attacker was identified as a 22-year-old man local to the region. The Islamic State claimed responsibility for the attack. A plan to save one of Australia's most critical river systems is on the verge of collapse after disagreement about how to manage scarce water resources. From Sydney, correspondent Phil Mercer reports.
The Murray-Darling Basin produces 40% of Australia's food. And for the past 5 years, a specially appointed authority has been trying to balance the system's environmental needs with the economic demands of farmers. A critical water sharing agreement is in jeopardy following disputes between Australian states about how much water is allocated to agriculture and environmental needs. Federal Greens Party spokesperson Senator Sarah Hanson-Young.
Amongst this cesspool of water theft, corruption, mismanagement, why on earth would this Parliament sign off on giving more water to the people who have behaved badly?
The Murray-Darling Basin is Australia's largest and most famous river system. It covers more than 1 million square kilometres in the country's southeast, an area bigger than France and Germany put together. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has claimed that Iran is just years away from having a nuclear bomb. Under pressure at home and facing possible corruption charges, Netanyahu took to the stage at the Munich Security Conference on Sunday to deliver a warning about the security of the Middle East region, accusing Iran of posing an existential threat. He said the nuclear agreement with Iran has brought the countdown, has begun the countdown to an Iranian nuclear arsenal in little more than a decade, and the sanctions relief that the deal provided has not moderated Iran. It has not made them more moderate internally, and it's not made them more moderate externally. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting from the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.